Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the seventh Shir Ram Hilchos Melachim 5:11. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, writes that the Seder Tshuva starts Legabe Lahaba. First he's Makabel on Lahaba, and then he regrets the past. That's the Seder Tshuva. Whereas when it comes to Vidui, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes first Vidui and the past, Bosh Nechanti Bosh Masa, and then he goes to the future. So why by Vidui does he start in the past and go to the future? By Tshuva he starts in the future and he goes to the past. Ben Yon is Mechalik, between a person who's Mesiatze B'derech Lo Tov, he's Kavu in his Chait, not Kavu in his Chait, in Shara Aleph Osir Aleph, Ben Yon needs a Hezber, but the Rambam doesn't make such a Chilik in Tshuva. Between Mesiatze B'derech Lo Tov, Lo Mesiatze B'derech Lo Tov, Rambam is Mechalik between Vidui and Tshuva, not in Tshuva itself. Lagabe Vidui, the Rambam starts with the past and then gets to the future. Lagabe Tshuva, the Rambam starts to the future and then gets to the past. So we want to understand why. We also want to understand why the Rambam emphasizes by Vidui, Lifnei Akel Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. Why Lifnei Akel Baruch Hu? Whereas in Perek Beis, the Rambam doesn't say it's in front of Hashem, so what's the difference? So in this it would appear that the Iker Yisod of Vidui is not Mechilas Achet Me'am Shachet, but rather the Iker of Vidui is a Pu'ula, it's an action to get close to Hashem, to be Mevatel, the Richuk, to nullify the distance that was caused by sin. And that's what it means, Lifnei Hashem, to be Miskariv to Hashem through Bittel Hachet Legamre, that the sin shouldn't separate you from Hashem. Because of this, Tshuva is primarily in the Mikano Lahaba, that from here on in, I'm not sinning anymore. But there's a Shir in the Kabbalah, Lahaba, are you Bosh B'Masav or you're not Bosh B'Masav? Is he embarrassed or is he not embarrassed? If he's not embarrassed about the past, it's not a Kabbalah Gemurah. But the Tshuva is the Ikar focused on the future. And I'll be a better person in the future. And if the Rambam writes, primarily you start in the future, and then you get to the past. Mashen Ken Vidui, Vidui is relating to the sin of the past primarily. You want to be mevatel the sin that you're not separated from Hashem anymore. Because of that, it's focused on the past. Just the bitul al she'avar as talui, you can only be mevatel the past if you're not going to come back to it. And therefore the Rambam says, he starts with the past, and then he gets to the future. So it emerges that the Iker Vidui is like a bekaparas hachet. The Iker Vidui is with regard to atoning for the sin that remained after the Vidui. In other words, even though he might have already said Vidui, and he might have already done Tshuva, but there's still going to be a Shogeg that's left. In other words, he still doesn't have that Kirva Lashem. The Iker Vidui is to create the Kirva Lashem. That closeness that he once had was what we spoke about in the previous shiurim. That's the point of the tshuva process, is to restore that closeness to Hashem. And the ikar of that is vidui, not the tshuva. The tshuva is on lahaba. The vidui is on the she'avar, that you're mevata l'chet. Tshuva is not mevata l'chet as much as tshuva is looking forward. It's from here on in, I'm going to be a good person. Whereas vidui is mevata l'chet, so you can restore that relationship with Hashem. And maybe that's what it means in Tehillim, chatasi odiach avavni lo chisisi. I told you my sin and I didn't cover up my avon. So, chatasi odiacha, I will tell you. It's lashon nochach, to reckoning relating to Hashem. Whereas avon lo chisisi is not relating to Hashem. I didn't cover up my sin, but it doesn't say to you. So, what's the idea? The idea is that kaparas avon is in the vidui neged Hashem. Lo chisisi. In other words, the avon is the mezid. I didn't cover it up. I admitted I was chozibi. So, now it's better, but it's still in the realm of shogeg. And now, there's still a chet left. And that's what the vidui is mevatel. Chatasi odiacha, I'm telling you, because it's lashon nochach, lifnei akel baruch in front of Hashem. And because of that, odiacha neged Hashem bevidui, yirmiyo, ki achar yishuvi nichamti. Nichamti is l'sha'avar, and achar yishuvi is that he did tshuva. That was after he did tshuva, nichamti need vidui al sha'avar, to be mevatel the chet. And therefore, achar yishuvi, after I did tshuva, nichamti al sha'avar, to be mevatel, to nullify the sin. Limar and yuma, and the Flam Vav and Beis that we've been discussing, what does it mean? It says the Gemara when Moshe says Nosi Oven, etc. So how is it Makdim? Oven Pesha Techet. The Gemara there says, Tanarban Ketzim is Vadu, what is Hausi? How does he do the Vidui? So it says, Chatasi, Avisi Chatapasati v'chatasi. First he says avisi, then he says pashati, and then he says chatasi. V'chein b'moshe nose avon, so that's avisi, and then pesha, and then chata. That's Rabbi Meir Nachum say that avonos are zdonos. Ikaris tikaris nefshi avona ba. So avonos are amazing. Shaim is rebellion. Melech moav pasha bi. How does he start with mezid and merit? With intentional and rebellious, and then he goes back to the shogeg. This is what he says. It reads a pasuk by David HaMelech. So Akopana, the correct say, there was first chait, then avon, and then pesha. Start with the shogegs. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. וצריך עיון. רבי מאיר גם מביא פסוק. את ודאלה ואת כל הבנות בית ישראל. ואת כל פשעיהם לכל חטאותם. So there also we have the same kasha. How is the pasuk makdim avon to pesha? Right, the Chum had a kasha, you can't be makdim avon to pesha. Yeah, well, we have a pasuk that we do. It's the pasuk Rabbi Meir brought. Visvadlo was called Avonos Bnei Israel, then Pesheim, then Chet. So you have the same kasha. How can you start with the merit and the zod and only then get to Shogeg? So why doesn't the Gemara talk about that? Ayin betosis yishanim, betosis yantiv perik dal the yuma mishnah beis, v'sefer tosefes yama kippur v'yuma daf peivav. And he says that the Gemara's teretz about. Right, the Gemara has a teretz in the pasuk of. The Gemara says, "Chatanu ma'avoseinu, hevinu v'hirshanu." So first you have chet, and then you have avon, and then you have reshes. So you start with the chet, and then it says, "Elamau shamar Moshe nosi avon, v'fesha v'chata." It's a different pasuk. What's the pasuk? No, say avon v'fesha v'chata. That's Rabbi Meir's. That's where the Chum's kasha. And then the Rabbanu Shalom said that Moshe said l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rabbanu Shalom, when the Jewish people sin and they do tshuva, make the zadon like shogeg. That means no, say avon v'fesha. Make the zadon v'chata. Make it into a shogeg. So that's how the Gemara answers that pasuk for Chachamim. But the Gemara B'chalal doesn't discuss of what we're going to do with the pasuk of Yisvadal of Yisqal Avonos B'Yisrael Ves Pishem L'chol Chatosam, where this teretz says the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim and Yom HaPeivav Amid Beis wouldn't apply. You can't read that into the pasuk of Yisvadal of Yisqal Avonos B'nei Yisrael Ves Kol Pishem L'chol Chatosam, that he's asking that these donos be made into shkagos. That doesn't work in the pasuk. You can't darshan that from the pasuk. You can darshan that from the later pasuk, from the pasuk the Mar brings later, of now say avon v'fesha v'chata, and make the avon and pesha into a chata. But not here where it won't work in the syntax of the pasuk. V'svade lavas kol avonos beisav v'es kol pesham v'chol chatosam. So that doesn't seem to be saying. According to the Tosafos Yishanim, according to the Tosafos Yom Kippurim, that you can't say the same teretz. Ayin Sham, he explains why. So based on what we said, so again, what's the kasha is? Then how come the Gemara doesn't ask about the pasuk of his father of his kol v'nos beis olos kosher melchol chatosam? The seder is off. So what are you going to do with that pasuk? How can you start with the mezid and then get to shogeg? So the answer is that on Vidu it's not a shver at all, because the ikar is on the chet sheneshar lachar tshuva. The person already did tshuva for his avon and for his pesha. B'zeo it's kol avonos v'skol pesheim l'chol chatoisam. In other words, on the chet that's in the avon and the pesha, that's the ikar avidui. So that's not a problem. In other words, he does tshuva on the avon and the pesha, but now that he did tshuva on the avon and the pesha, what's left is the shogeg. These avonos and pshaim are still on the level of shogeg, as if he had done them unintentionally. So on that, you need to do visvade. You need to do vidui. Because you haven't yet done the proper vidui, even after you did tshuva on the avon and the pesha, you still haven't fixed it until you said vidui on the shogeg. You're right, maybe you lowered it from the level of mezid to shogeg, but you still have to do vidui on the level of shogeg. Therefore, it starts with the mezid, and then now you lowered it to the level of shogeg, so you have to be misvade on that as well. So in that pasuk, it's not shver. Rak mitfilat Moshe. The tefillah of Moshe is not talking about vidui. The pasuk was talking about vidui. I get it. After you did tshuva on the mezid, so you have to do vidui on the shogeg. But the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, now say avon v'feshe v'chata, pasuk hazeh isn't talking about vidui. So why does it start with the mezid and then go to shogeg? If you're talking about vidui, I understand. Because after you did tshuva for the mezid and the shogeg, you still for the mezid and the mered, you still haven't restored your relationship with Hashem. For that, you have to do vidui. That's the point of vidui. But if the pasuk is not talking about vidui, why does shogeg come last? And on that, the Gemara answers that there was a special tefillah, and the tefillah was to be mevatel the chait bechesed miyuchad shel tshuva. The Gemara says that Ribbono Shel Olam b'shal sheYisrael chotan lefanecha v'otzim tshuva aseh lahem zdonos kishkagos. And he's asking Hashem to make the mezid into a shogeg when they do tshuva, even without vidui. The Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Tshuva Laches writes, based on the Sugin Yuma Pei Zayin Amid Beis, Shevidu shenagu bo kol Yisrael hu aval anachnu chatanu, we have sinned, and that's the Iker Vidu. The Lechem Mishnah comments, why dafka chatanu not avinu pashanu? Siyos l'arman shulchan aruch arachayim tafrei zayin sif gimel, Mishnah Berurah Hashem sif kot nid bei shar tzion sif kot nid aleph. So based on what we said, b'vaday you need Vidu and the pesha on the apple. But the Iker Vidu is on the chait. And that's what wasn't removed by the tshuva. For that, you need vidui. And therefore, the Rambam says, anachal chatanu is the ikar vidui. So again, Rabbi Yisai, the yisod advarim is that you need, when it comes to mezids and merits, you need to do tshuva. And then if you do tshuva, then from here on in, you're good to go. But the ikar vidui is on the chait. So when you do, is on the shogeg, because that restores your relationship to Hashem the way it was personally. You want to be good to go from here on in. So that's tshuva. But you want to remove the sin, that's vidui, and that's on the level of shogeg. Because for mezid, you can just do tshuva. And again, that's why v'svade, the pasuk says in here, is misvade, the Avonis b'nei tzol kol b'shem l'chol chatosa. That is talking about doing vidui, and it concludes with l'chol chatosa, because ultimately that's what the vidui is for. It's for the chait. In other words, there was originally a sin of mezid and merit, and for that he did tshuva, and now that he's doing vidui l'chol chatosa, because that vidui is those original mezids were now turned into shogegs by the tshuva. And now the vidui is going to remove them completely. It's going to remove the sin completely. That's in the pasuk of Birkatei Zayin Chaf Aleph, where it's talking about vidui. And the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says that notzi avon v'fesh v'chata, so there he starts with mezid and then he ends up going to shogi. There it's talking about shuv. It's not talking about vidui. So there he's asking for a special chesed. He's saying that I'm asking for a chesed that you take the sins that were done to mezid and you turn them into shogeg. It's not talking about vidui at all. He's just asking that the mezids be turned into shogeg. So it's important to note that, of course, even on the mezitz, you need vidui. But the primary, the ikar vidui, is on the shogeg. Yes, on mezitz, you need vidui. But even after you do vidui on the mezitz, so it's going to be lowered to a level of shogeg, and now comes the ikar vidui. The ikar vidui is for the shogeg, not for the mezitz. So in the pasuk of Visvadeh, there's also, it works in the pasuk. Visvadeh, you should do vidui on the on everything. I'd call avonos based on all three. Of course, there's vidui on all three. But even after the vidui, you still have to get to l'chol chatosa. The ikar vidui is now on l'chol chatosa, is on the shogeg, because that removes the sin completely. Whereas when you did it on mezid, it wasn't yet removed completely. Because the primary issue of mezid is just to do tshuva, to be good to go from here on in. And now it's lower to shogeg. And then you say the vidui. But the ikar vidui is on the chait. And in the pasuk of chatasi, nosi abim feshav chata, there it's just talking about tshuva. So he's asking for a chesed, saying, do a chesed and make the oven and pesha become a chait. And there the Gemara has a kasha. If we're not talking about vidui, then why is chait last? We understand why chait is last when we're talking about vidui, because ultimately even the mazes and the shogeks are going to have to get, you're going to have to do vidui on them. Even the mazes and the merits, you're going to have to do vidui on them on a shogek level. First they were lowered to shogeg, and now you have to do the ikar vidui. And for the shogeg part, for the richuk that it caused from Hashem. So that's when we're talking about vidui in the pasuk. It's not talking about vidui. So then why does chait come last? Why does shogeg come last? The answer is even just with tshuva alone, he's asking for a chesed that it should be lowered even without the vidui. And that's why the Rambam says the Gemara says the ikar vidui is al anachnu chatanu, because the ikar vidui is on the chait. Is on the shogeg. And again, like we said, that's on the past. That's why by vidui you start with the past. Because you're fixing the past, you're fixing the sin of the past. Not in the future. And again, chatasi odiach avoni lo chisisi. I tell you my sin. In other words, it's direct. It's lifnei Hashem. That's the point of the vidui. It's to get you back to lifnei Hashem. That even on the shogeg level, you're back, you've removed the sin. And now you're back close to Hashem. So we still have a lot more to talk about, Rabbi Isai, so please stay tuned, and we will continue seeing the philosophy. Shalom, shalom.